Thank you and good morning. Police in Kennewick, Washington have issued an Amber Alert for 14-year-old Elizabeth Romero and alerted law enforcement agencies in Oregon and California. It's suspected that Romero was abducted by her boyfriend, 19-year-old Eduardo Rosales, and her family fears that he may be headed to Mexico with the girl. Romero was last seen getting into the dark green Ford Escape owned by Rosales during lunch period at school on Wednesday. Romero did not return to school, and her mother alerted police after she failed to return home at the end of the school day. Romero is a Hispanic female, 5'3", 130 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes, and she was carrying a backpack and a pink purse. The suspect, Rosales, is a Hispanic male, 5'9", 225 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. He drives an early 2000 model Ford Escape, forest green with temporary registration stickers in the window. Anyone who sees the vehicle, the victim, or the suspect is asked to call 911. The sheriff's office received a call regarding a home invasion robbery on Wednesday in the 3600 block of A Avenue in Hydesville. Deputies spoke with the two victims, the 55-year-old male homeowner and his 38-year-old friend. The two men heard a knock at the front door, and when the homeowner answered the door, a black male suspect pointed a handgun at his face and told him to get on the ground. Five or six other suspects then ran into the house wearing ski masks and pantyhose over their faces, armed with semi-automatic handguns. They tied up the homeowner and his friend and stole approximately 150 pounds of processed marijuana, along with the homeowner's keys and wallet. The suspects then fled the scene in two white sedans and a white Chevy Tahoe. The victims were not injured in the robbery. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A sheriff's deputy responded to a burglary early Thursday morning in the 6700 block of Harrison Avenue in Fields Landing. A citizen heard noises coming from a vacant apartment, and when the deputy investigated the apartment, he found signs of forced entry. He then located a man hiding in some nearby bushes with a backpack, a hood, gloves, and a mask next to him on the ground. The deputy ordered the man, 41-year-old David Tatro of Fields Landing, to come out of the bushes, and he complied. Tatro explained that he heard the deputy's patrol car jumped out of the apartment window and hid in the bushes because the cops always mess with him. The landlord arrived on scene and said that Tatro was not supposed to be in the apartment. He was arrested and booked into jail on burglary charges. And there will be snow in Eureka tomorrow. I say that not as a highly trained meteorologist with the Weather Service or because I have special powers to see into the future, but there will be snow. Sort of. That's because Eureka Main Street will host the first annual snowball drop, in which hundreds of ping-pong balls will be shot out of a cannon at 11:30 in the morning, and each ball will come down with the name of a Eureka business. The balls will be numbered and can be redeemed for discounts, gifts, or giveaways at the participating businesses by December 24th. So enjoy that snow in Eureka tomorrow. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Humboldt Live, along with Decade of Difference, are working with our local youth to enhance their leadership skills. Hi, this is Dennis Rael with Humboldt Live, and we are currently recruiting local community leaders in the businesses, trades, public sector, and education system to speak and to mentor our local middle and high school students. For more information, contact Jim Ritter at 839-5114. Make a difference for our youth and our community.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Reporting on crime in Humboldt County can come with some odd details, horrific and heartbreaking facts, and a sense of wonder at just what human beings will do to fellow humans. All we have to do is report the news on crime. We don't have to prepare and then deal with the actual crimes. The police do. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills spoke about the training that is needed to ensure that responding officers are prepared to deal with dangerous and often very fluid situations, like a short standoff with a man armed with a rifle at Indianola in November.
And our guys did a great job. Tony Zanotti and Pat O'Neill did a fantastic job talking to the guy, bringing this to a resolution peacefully. But it just highlights a bigger point, and that is, are we prepared and to handle these things on a regular basis? And what do we have the proper tactics, tools, and techniques in place to make sure that we're dealing with those things?
Mills is already planning on joint training exercises with the sheriff's office and the county SWAT team.
We're going to be doing some mini missions where we can take the tactical team, which we have officers on as well as the sheriff, and we can have our incident commanders go through the preparation of preparing for these things. And you throw different scenarios at them, but it's all basically along the same lines.
Mills also pointed out that it's his number one priority to ensure that his officers are as highly trained and prepared so at the end of the shift they can go home to their families. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.